Hi, my name is Christy Grainer, and I am glad to welcome you back to the Dare to Believe podcast, where we are doing an interview with Bray and Jill Wyckoff, and this is part two of the interview. Make sure to listen to part one so you can get a little more of the history, but we are so glad to have you guys with us.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. We're happy to be here.
Yes. So last time we talked a lot about Bray's books and all the 14 books, but you are not the only author in your family. So, Jill, tell us about your books and what have you written? And you actually, the thing that I remember that I learned first about you that I thought was so fun is Jill's a painter and she likes to paint with her fingers. Yeah. Tell people why you like to paint with your fingers.
I paint with my fingers because I don't know how to paint with a brush. It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that.
I tried and it frustrated me. And then I learned that I could paint with my hands and I could paint abstract. It didn't have to look like something. It could feel like something. And that was so freeing to me. And so I've launched into that, and I started painting abstracts, and I paint with my hands. And
do you use acrylic paints?
I use acrylic paint on canvas.
Okay.
And
they're amazing paintings. They're beautiful paintings.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Jill just did a teaching with 50 women, like prophetic painting, and so she teaches that too. It's a lot of fun to see it. People just get their breakthrough and their creativity, and it just opens their minds up.
That's so true. To
the next level.
You know, We had a friend. We have a friend, Charity Bowman Webb, who talks about creativity, and her big statement is, we serve a God who created everything out of nothing. He is the creator. We're created in His image, and yet when you look around, a lot of Christian stuff, it's boring. And so we should be the most creative people on earth, creating the most beautiful things on earth, because we are representing our creator. And if we represent Him well, we are the most creative people, right?
Agreed. Yes.
And we tend to put Him in a box, right? So if it doesn't look like a cross or a lion or a lamb, it can't be powerful.
Yes.
And yet I have seen God move miracles, signs, wonders, salvations, healings, the gamut, through abstract finger paintings, because He's supernatural.
Do you have a testimony you can tell us?
I have a wonderful testimony. I have lots, but this is one of my favorites. So we were in Austria, and I was painting for a church, and we were doing an outreach. So I was painting in a park, and I painted just this abstract painting, and an old woman came up to me and said, "How much is that painting? I must have that painting. That painting is for me." And I said, "Well, I will give you the painting. Let me just ask the pastor that I'm here with." And I said, "Just come back in a little bit." Well, she went off, and she went off. As part of the outreach, they could have prayer, and so she got prayer. And long story short, this woman was traumatized her entire life by what her father, a Nazi, had done to the Jews. And this trauma had manifested in physical and emotional, just it wreaked havoc on her body and her mind. And unbeknownst to me, I had painted the prophetic word that she got for healing 3 years prior. Now, this is an abstract painting, and she saw her healing in it. And of course, she did get her painting, and she did get her healing. But there's also a backstory. So here she had been traumatized by what her father, a Nazi, had done to the Jews. I'm Jewish by birth. God had a Jew paint her healing.
Isn't that beautiful?
And it's just beautiful.
No, you can't make that stuff up.
You can't make it up.
That's awesome.
And it's supernatural.
Yeah.
It's supernatural, which is one of my books, by the way, Supernatural Creativity.
Okay.
I've seen God move so powerfully through every imaginable creative expression, and walking out that journey has been so incredible, and I want people to experience that. I want to wake that up in people and let them know that God can move through them and whatever they create to reach people.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You were talking as we ended last time about the words you got from Sean Boltz, and you were talking then in between. We talked a little bit off camera about what impact that had on your life, and I think that's just a great story. So when you got those words originally, received those words originally, you were working a full-time job, making a good salary.
Yes. Yeah, I was, making quite a bit of money and full-time job, full-time ministry as a associate pastor, executive pastor for our church. And yeah, we had this prophetic word that we received from Sean Bowles. And, but I think, one of the things we were just talking about was the part that, that he spoke to about Jill.
Yeah.
And, what did he say to you? And now we're kind of discovering this response we had with 2020 that mm-hmm. came about with the pandemic.
Yeah, the part of it was that he said that what God was going to bring me through and do with me would take great courage. And of course, as soon as he says it'll take great courage, I move into great fear.
Yeah, because I don't want to need courage.
What is this going to be? What is going to take great courage? You know, he also spoke the scripture about can a nation be born in a day, and will God not bring it to birth, right, the woman in labor. And so, and that it was going to happen quickly. It was going to happen quickly. And so we had prophetically knew something was coming in 2019, not knowing exactly what it was. And so we prayed about it with our lead pastors at our church, and we felt assignments were shifting. And we didn't know what that looked like. We just knew that assignments were shifting.
And at the time, you guys were associate pastors.
Yep.
Right.
In a church that was doing just fine.
Right. It was a smaller church. Mm-hmm. We operated like a training and reformation center. Mm-hmm. And we decided to lay the church down, to plant it like a seed in the ground. And we talked with our congregation. We had a graduation ceremony and graduated them as we closed the church on February 9th, not knowing, of course, what was
of
to 2020. Come.
2020.
February of 2020. 9th of 2020. Yeah.
And then Bray had felt like that his job would be coming to a close at the end of 2020. We were needing to open up a 501c3 for our ministry, Kingdom Writers Association.
Which had been part of the church, but now that the church was being planted. Or
right, right.
Exactly. We took it on.
Exactly, because it was Bray's baby, if you will.
Right.
And then we housed
so now
it
you needed
under
to find
the church.
A new way to, yes. new way to handle that.
So yeah. Now we have it back. So we thought, well, we'll go through the end of the year. And then God gave me a date. And it wasn't the end of the year. And I said, Bray, pray. And he said, I don't have a date, but I have a month. And the month is March. And I said, the date is March 4th.
Of 2020.
March 4th of 2020. March forward of 2020. And of course, we all know what happened after that.
Right. And so you're giving up your salary.
Giving up a big salary, going on faith, you know, to start full-time ministry.
He's the main breadwinner.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
he's the breadwinner.
How much courage did that take, Jill?
I know, because now we're down to one car. We, you know, the insurance goes bye-bye. The cell phones go bye-bye.
The prophetic word was coming to life right
it
there
was
from Sean saying, you're
going to
need a lot of courage for mm-hmm. what's coming.
It was. And it actually, at one point, I was lamenting about the 501c3 and thinking about, you know, now I have to ask people for support and all of that. And I said, God, I never wanted to ask people for money. I never wanted to depend on others for my income. And he very lovingly said, what do you think you've been doing your whole life? And it's true because I'd always worked for other people. And so it was
always depending on others.
Always depending on others. And he has provided
faithfully.
As he does.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so this is, so then you stepped right into the pandemic. How did that work for you guys?
So that was interesting because we had been meeting in person for Kingdom Writers Association in San Diego, and we were forced to go online at that point. So everything was just kind of happening all at once, you know, ending the job, starting the full-time ministry, then the pandemic hits, and you know, we closed the
it's
church.
Kind of like a perfect storm.
And it was very emotional, quite
it was.
Honestly.
It was a lot of turmoil happening with people that we were trying to, you know, pastor through this as we're trying to go through it. We were forced to go online. And when we went online, we just kind of opened it up to everybody. And everybody around the world was looking for community, and they started finding us online. and joining us online and then saying, how do I get that, what is happening in San Diego, in my area?
And that was a shocker because we never saw it past San Diego.
Don't you love it?
And we went like, international overnight.
Yeah.
So can a nation be taken in a day?
Oh,
right?
That's so good.
Yeah.
Christy, this is why you're here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So good. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. But, you know, this is how I've seen the Lord work as well. I want to be diligent. I want to plan well. I want to think things through. I want to be responsible. That's all very good. But I tell you what, those best laid plans mean nothing when the Lord says, no, we're going to do it this way.
This is going to happen.
You need to plan well, but hold it with an open hand because you don't want to miss things like this when he says, time to go, time to move.
So our vision is to be obedient to do the next thing he tells us to do. Because otherwise, I think we box ourselves in and we don't leave an opening for the Ephesians 3:20. Happening, those realities in our life that he does more than we can ask or imagine, you know, and he definitely did and is doing more than we can ask or imagine. And he's showing us that people need community, that people, you know, creatives need Aaron's and hers to hold up their arms in the battle, because it is a battle to create righteous works for the Lord.
Yeah.
The enemy
and
doesn't
Lord
want them
to you
out.
About my writers don't have a pastor.
Yeah.
They don't have a shepherd.
Have a shepherd, yeah.
But isn't it true of all the creatives?
That's true.
Because he's brought you to shepherd creativity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for such a time as this, guys, I mean, those that have ears to hear and eyes to eyes to see what we're talking about today, we just pray for your ears and your eyes to be open right now, that you're hearing from the Lord, even as we're speaking about you and your creative calling, that you are a creative because you're created by the Creator, so therefore you're an image of Him, so you have creativity inside of you. Now it's time for us to really push in and unlock what that creativity is, and then really bust loose and go for it. And this is the faith step to really go after it, because we are at war and our kids are under attack. So that's why we have a strong focus for getting children's books out there, and because they need to have righteous books. They need to have kingdom-themed books. You don't even have to say the word God in it, but have kingdom messaging in those children's books, because they're stay-at-home moms. There's, you know, homeschoolers that need this type of stuff, and they're getting bombarded with, you know, stupid books out there from stupid people.
Yes.
And they don't even know they're stupid, you know.
right. Amen.
Yeah.
Preach it. Pray. So you had people online saying, "How do we get this?
Yes.
Where I live. How do I get this in my community?" So then that took you to another step, correct?
Yeah, that's when chapters started, because we were trying to figure out, what is this called? What do we call it? A paragraph? Or, you know, something, a book related, and we said, oh, chapter, duh. Okay, so these chapters would start in these communities, and we just needed someone to say yes to being a shepherd to lead in that area. And we had one person contact us after she had two people, one in Ireland and then one back home in Oregon, say, you need to contact Kingdom Writers Association. And she did.
Wow.
After the two words that she got from the Lord. And she said, I want to start something here in my community. And we had our first chapter born in Southern Oregon of 2020, August. And she said yes. She's like, I don't even know any writers. And I'm like, well, you just said yes. That means the Lord's sending you writers. And literally the next day we got a text message from her saying, I just bumped into somebody and they're a writer and they're looking for a group. And then that's how it started. And it's, you know, probably one of the largest groups that we've got going right
Very
now.
Very cool. And isn't this how kingdom works? Because the Lord called you to shepherd the creatives, and then you multiply yourself to shepherd, to have others who shepherd creatives. And
that's kingdom.
That's kingdom.
That's kingdom. You don't want to hold on to anything, because God can't move unless we start empowering and equipping and encouraging each other. And then the ripples go out further and farther. Mm-hmm. It's never been about just the one of us. It's never been about the Bray and Jill show. It's about all of us being the body and doing what God has called us to do in the way that we have been called to do it.
Exactly.
And it is war.
Yeah.
It is war. And so creativity tends to be very easily dismissed.
Yeah.
right?
But it's
easily
powerful.
Dismissed. And then you look at Zechariah 1, where the angel of the Lord is showing them the havoc that the enemy has wreaked all over the nation so that no man can lift his head. And then he shows them the craftsman. He shows Zechariah the craftsman. Zechariah says, well, what are they coming to do? He says, they're coming to terrify the enemy. Terrify the enemy, throw him down. Now, he could have called the most brilliant soldiers in the world, most powerful. He called the craftsmen, the creatives, to terrify the enemy.
Amen.
It's war and it's worship, because it's when we're responding to God in the way that we've been designed. It's worshiping Him worshiping. With our lives, our very lives.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
And so the first chapter was born when?
2020 in August.
August of 20. A lot happened that year.
Yeah.
2020. My goodness.
Yes.
Right.
It was
so
a good
now
year.
Here we are in 2023, and how many chapters?
So we have two international chapters, and we have the rest here in the United States. We have a total of 25 plus chapters. Several of them are online as well. We have one group that's reaching leadership across the nations in Europe and Africa. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty amazing. We feel like there's going to be an international call that we're going to be going out there. Like
sure.
We've been driving around the USA right now, starting these chapters. We're feeling there's a call out there to start chapters in the
And if someone wants to connect with a chapter or wants to talk to you about starting a chapter, what would they do?
You just need to go to our website, kingdomwritersassociation.com, do the contact form, contact us. There's a lot of information on there about starting a chapter. We have a video that we've put on, and informational video, and all kinds of stuff.
We're seeing genre-specific chapters as well. So we've got an online chapter for children's book writers. It's really important that they lock arms with one another. We have Hollywood screenwriters in Hollywood partnering with Hollywood Prayer Network. We are
a huge foundation
in prayer.
More Lord.
We have a songwriters chapter. We have a sci-fi fantasy chapter. So we're seeing more genre-specific chapters coming up as well.
So would you guys pray? If people are watching this, I'm sure some people are getting stirred by this. Like, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. That would be so life-giving. So would you pray for them?
Yeah.
Just that they would, however, whether it's through you or something else, that the Lord would touch them and spur on them to more creativity.
You do the honors.
Yeah, if you are even feeling that stirring, it's for you. It's for you, and God is speaking to you directly, and He's saying He's calling you up to the front lines, and He's going to empower you. He's equipping and empowering you. Actually, it's the Ephesians 2:10 that He's created you in Christ Jesus to do good works, and these are specific good works for you to do that He prepared beforehand. You've already got this in you so that you can walk them out. And so we bless you to do that, just that, to walk out this destiny that God has called you to. We pray that you will connect with the right resources. We'll be happy to help you and join the community of believers, of kingdom-minded people that are not competitors, that there is no comparison, perfection, performance. It's about you as a follower of Christ walking out the call on your life. And we bless you. We bless you to do that. We bless you. We come against anything that would come against your design, your divine design. We say no more to that. And we say yes to the shalom flowing through you right now and enabling you to walk out your design. And we bless you with that in Jesus' name.
We want you to receive that,
yes.
And now we want you to believe it. Belief is a huge thing. You have to start believing the way God believes in you more than your flesh wants to not believe in what you can and can't do. It's time to say yes to what God has
say
for
yes.
you. Say yes to Him.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. I receive all that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. And I want to say thank you to you guys for
thank
being
you.
Here. This has been
thank you,
so
Christy.
Good. And so this is Christy Grainer. This is the Dare to Believe podcast. And we've been talking with Bray and Jill Wyckoff with the Kingdom Writers Association, Kingdom Creativity International.
Mm-hmm.
So find them. Books are on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and you're on Facebook. I mean, you're very easy to find if people want to find you. Yeah. So thanks and blessings to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.